We're holding a Simon Tov Reish on Ches, Mishabura is on Siftes. So he said over here, that which annoyed that everybody in the college gets with one Esther B'Shutvis, it works, because they're buying it with the intention that each person has to use it, it's totally theirs. So Rambam says that you charge the fee moment, right? So we charge each according to their ability. The meaning, which seems to be what was a custom in the time of the Chayyotim already, was that there was no set amount. That Bezin wasn't assessing any amount. Each person would give whatever they felt like it. So that sounds almost like, you know, so that's irrelevant how much you give. But then I can give nothing. No, you have to give something. Even though they didn't say expressly that that this is the arrangement, but that's how we assume the arrangement is. Elvish calls that din gomer. Even though this is accepted in halacha, says the ma'aseh, you know, we're assuming that there's deep down everybody's agreeing to this arrangement. Some of us will know that the concept of the arrangement exists. So it's much better to use your own, which is about yours, than to use somebody else's, even though yours is not as nice as somebody else's. Even like ain loy, if you don't have your own, but if shitul shal chaveru haksherim, mishitul shal kahol, but you should use a neighbor's, which you can interact with them directly and make an arrangement of them giving to them as amanaslach, or rather than using one of the call, which is impossible to make the arrangement with all the people in the call. Kiyeshem mishem shal kahol lo yotzei d'shem yesh bechad mehem mishenu b'dayt lo hakdos chakol chaveru. Maybe somebody's not being marked. We don't have questions for that sheet. If you have an option, you should do take a private one instead. Everybody gives the arrangement is, there's an assumption that everybody's agreeing that when I use it, everybody's giving their portion to me. We shouldn't rely on this assumption, and we should make an announcement that everybody should do that. From giving money. If she wants to use it, she has to give money like everybody else. So the Shartzian says it's talking about a scenario where she has no husband, either because he's not there or because he's not alive. But if she has her husband, the husband gives, she's included in that. There's a minute, whoever makes the broch has to pay. So she made a broch, she's got to pay. Fine. Mishana Be'ir in Circleton. I'm a Sharachuk. This responsibility is on the people who are in the city at that time. It's not the people sitting having a crisis, make sure that everybody has an answer. So if I'm out of town, I'm a chiv to pay anyway. No. I'm only a chiv to pay. If I'm going to be in town and be using it. If I'm out of town, you know, I'm a member of the city.
Right. You're going to have no usage over the chai.
So we don't say, listen, it's part of the responsibility of being in the city, make sure that the city has an answer. The fact that you're away would not relieve you from that responsibility. No. I'm only going to pay if I'm going to be using it also. Behind the Shari Tshuva, and he sends it to the Shari Tshuva. So the Shari Tshuva in Yud Aleph raises the following question. Let's say a person has his own esther. So the kehilah is 100 people. He has his own personal esther. And the kehilah, nobody else can afford an esther. He mechuyav to contribute to the esther because that can be using it. He's mechuyav to pay. I'm breaking guys to b'shem al yirab. Should not hold the words. You're not mukhiyev. I'm breaking guys to serve the chayim. Kachol tzarche tzibur. He says you are mukhiyev to pay. Okay. So he's learning it goes in tzarche tzibur. So even though I have my own, I still have to contribute to tzarche tzibur. So many who value how you divide up the responsibility. Do you divide it up the fin and foshes according to that, or the fin moment? Because if it's tzarche tzibur, it devolves on all the members of the community, so it should be the fin and foshes, not the fin moment. Right? So once that's true, so we calculate the chiyuv partially based on the foshes, the amount of people, the members of the community, the members of the house, the heads of houses probably, and partially according to the financial ability of people.
So everybody has a certain baseline, and then.
Right, so, I mean, the math might be a little complicated, but let's say for argument's sake that the cost is $100, so $50 of it we're going to calculate per head, so the 100 people, each person makes 50 cents. The remaining 50, we're going to calculate each of them according to what they can afford.
Right.
So a person who's more wealthy will pay more attention. That's the simple math. If he's all you near the car, the gam kashen will be here. Chayv leitin a message, right? Time in the meril, if he should grab the fee moment. The meril says that you're not mechuyev when you're out of town because you pay the fee moment, which means it's not a community responsibility. Kimin shenarmer the chayv mechsel the fee nefoshim, but now that we're telling you that that's not true, it's the fee nefoshim, which means it's a chiyev and all the members of the tzibur. After all, that's to be here. Tzarich leitin a mechsel. The coach can feed down to Birka Yosef to have a culture because you paid the full amount like that. So that's what should come out. That's his horror. He said, "Echanami, I'm the other rabbi. Risi, shekazel gam ken demokam shenar gam liten chatz the fin and fashas. Mashal the chayav liten chatz after less of a year." Sitaka says that, but he says, "My son, there's a mashmos of if you look at the Garden of Basura, which he's just quoted, that's not the pshat. Should be anti beginner Basura shekazel shum shubas b'shem ba'at with every culture kazel the fi oil of shum lemeril." After Tzarek, that's the fin of Foshes. We can walk in Misha and a beer and a Chayv club. So we can split the two and say it's partially the fin of Foshes, but only the Foshes which are going to use it.
So even the
So why wouldn't you say that about this guy also?
So the Rabbi Taka says not like that. He says if he tells us the fin of Foshes, so the Pshat, it goes basically Tzarek Tzibur. You're not positive, so if you fat, you went out of town. Mash'ain came. The Garden of Basroi, it's the name of the Sefer.
So there's no meaning of the.
It's the fin of Foshes, but it's not like regular Tzarek Tzibur. So you have such a Madrigal. So it's interesting, you know, there's a lot of tshuvas that discuss, you know, different responsibilities of the Foshes, the Imam, etc. So it's an interesting window into that world. Okay, we have one more Mishabur Birman Bays. Mitzikatikuna. The person should have his own dollar minimum. She able to count the mitzvah properly. They don't want to be marked, but it lasts in the loom kilchosen. If you use the kaholosha dollar minimum, you can't use it for a loom during halal. Only one person gets that. Usually they would give it to the rav. Okay. Filchal Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Now I can argue it's a year we are Rishon falls out on a weekday. Mekayim to the rice. So I understand. Here I am. First day of Shabbos. That's a mitzvah. Say Yom Rishon Shum Lekayim. Okay. You should have your own. Now, so there's city acts. The city acts has a few different people who have their own, and then besides the one which belongs to the tzibur. City wide, they have none. So they come to city acts and say, "Listen, Mr. Private Individual, share, give us your asking to take back home the city, our city, and you'll use the kahala shawat, because why should we be left with no asking?" It's proper he should give them his, and he'll use the tzibur one.
That would be the analog, but that's a significant.
Okay. So nowadays the problem was, you know, the tzibur, some of them are quite big. Reality is that this Esther, you know, a lot of people are holding it. It's going to be passed after a few days. The guy said, "I want to hold my own Esther. I'll have a shrub of kosher Esther for all 7 days." And the kosher one, I'm not, you know, mehechel desi. Why should I send it away to a different city? After in Sarach, the Shtarach, the Chaber, Esther, Shaloi, I count the Shana.
So if the
Okay. So the concern over here is eventually over after a few days. But the first day, there is, if you can get your asking back after the first day, maybe you should send it. He should give his asterisk to the city. They'll take it there for Yom Tov. After Yom Tov, they'll bring it back. And then, so meanwhile, well, the Kahol one, the Kenny's Kalk, at least he has his own private one back.
That's when that's when Rishon is on Shabbos? There's no reason he'd send it at all.
No, right, either way. Okay. Simon Tough Ration on test. Matsian, set a grease on top of the results. Matsian, staying sort of. Matsian, Karn, Shara, Kassim, and Prussia's Emperor. The first 2 days of Yom Tov, we land the parsha. Starts with the pasuk Parsha Moshe Lemor Shor Kesev Oheis Parsha Zemor, and continues to the parsha of the Moedim. B'shem in the second of the Torah, Kerav after Kavanas Masabim Kamishas Oso Yerem LeChodesh Shri, which is in Parsha Pinchas. Kum after Mizcharya Hinei Yerem Bo. Then the first day, the Master is from Mizcharya. Shabur Mechel Karim can be a Marishan, can be a Meshedim, can be a Kriyas Mahafti. This is true both days of Yom Tov. If it's on a weekday, it's 5 aliyahs. If it's Shabbos, it's Shiva. If it's Shabbos, it's going to be 7 aliyahs. The current Shlosh of Rashi's of the Brook. It's an error. If it falls out on Shabbos, Shabbos Minchel, the lame from Zayz of Brook. B'sheni Menichim Zeh B'Tar Shni Etzlop Nim Chatzik Kaddish. The other Zeh B'Tekan Zeh B'Tar down. Say Chatzik Kaddish. You do Hagbah on the first one, and then you open up the second one, and you lay in Chodesh Shvi. Aru B'Yom Hasheni. In his holy curse B'Yom Hasheni, Chodesh to fulfill the B'Emzah Pasuk. That's not the Kriya. Today's your mission. In Kara Binyan Acher, Lo Yotze, if you read something else, yeah, Yotze. The Sarach Likres, the Kula Mimrach, the Fanel, you have to go back and read it again with a Baruch. In Dilek Pasuk Echot, Sarach Lachser. In Dilek Pasuk of Chemisha Aser, in Sarach Lachser. If you forgot one of the Pesukim of the actual Kabbalahs, so you're not Yotze. You forgot the Pasuk says which day it is. Mice, you said that you said that the Pesukim of the Kabbalahs. My sense of argument is that the people who are not Okay. So we do it. We call it shanks. Noigam lahala sefer Torah labima. You bring a sefer Torah around the bima. Like even they walk around it. Eat there. They walk around one time. Vashvi on the seventh day. Makivin oisah sheva pomim. They go around seven times. Echel mikdash. Like in the mikdash, each day they went around one time. Right, they went around the mizbeah. The seventh day they went around seven times. Tin shiva sheva Torah labima be yamashvi. Minyan take out seven sefer Torah by the bima. If you have seven sefer Torah.
Right.
You don't take only seven, you take all of them. We take out all of them. They went around the Mizbeach. So this is our Mizbeach. We represent the Mizbeach with the same Torah there. The cover is inside, you mean? The cover should go to the right. Shabbos and Mekifin. You don't go around on Shabbos. Haven't seen Sefer Torah. Al Abim. You don't bring the Sefer Torah to the Bima. You just open the Aron Kodesh. You don't walk around at all. Zakti Mishabura. She cut out Sefer Torah. Al Bima. The Hakifa. She nisheres lona b'makom mizbeach. Our Bima is the place of mizbeach. Tizvi Gemara. She has a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Vino. She goes much. You kar benachel lefanai b'seder akabonis. On the aleyan. Kilu. Akiv on the funai. So the place where you read the Sefer Torah replaces, you read about the Kabbalahs, replaces the Mizbeah where you brought the Kabbalahs. In the Mikdash they went around the same way, each day one time, and the seventh day seven times. What's that you mean? Okay. Now, how do you calculate the min? So the chara, the chazan is facing the aron. He should turn to his right. We don't do that.
Oh, I see.
He goes to his left.
Huh.
So what's the pshat? Pisha sefer Torah al habima. Vatzibur anshi mizuch tzrichim lahapach paneim klap yisefer Torah kodem sheyaskilu lihak. At derech eretz, they should be facing the sefer Torah. People normally face forward. Who wants to sefer Torah is on the bima, they should face towards the bima. So now they're facing towards the bima, facing from mizuch tamaru. Their right is going to be north. Okay. Was a male have it soften, you mean shall have? You see, my cover who'd soften, Marav Dorm and Israel. So they're going to go to the north, to the west, to the south, and back to the east. Now, so that's where they go like that. The Chazan, however, is facing east, and his right is to the south. So he has an idea. Maybe we should turn around. He should turn around and face west, and not have this problem. He can't stand with his back to the Oren. Kippur. So the people in the Mizrach are Kaveya, the order they were going to go around. Everybody else follows suit with that.
Okay.
They didn't go around. So the Mikdash, they went around carrying the Rav all 7 days. They're not on Shabbos for 6 days. We do it with the Dalaminim. You can't, the Dalaminim are not Nitzal on Shabbos. You can't, they're Muksah. Okay, maybe see the Torah, Kima, the aim of Kiva. It's not going around, you don't take out the Torah.
Each one by itself
has a potential or a possible. Right. And you're telling me that. Person or Kurdish, you just open the Kurdish and you say Shan is in the Shan. Base. You can walk around. I go up. Yeah, sure. Shmi Shem Lulu. Ain't no market. Ken Dog. Some Harbor says you go around. Most is not. Vemashi, you're not on a rubber. Ima Lulu. Lahakif. The minute that the Most says you carry both at the same time. So we'll see. Shemur says that we don't do that. Mishayir lo evil b'chag eno makiv b'chein avos koyiz v'chilish al avim imay b'chein nog. So person has an evil b'chag. Person has an evil before chag, so the chag is mivatel the avelus of a not of a parent, because all this is 30 days and the chag is mivatel the shlish. First, came over line yomtiv, so the chag is not about the veilus. See, when he's not knowing a veilus, he's in a state of oval. He's in that state, so he shouldn't walk around. Person's oval and the oval v'imoy the whole 12 months, he doesn't go around. Okay. Zion in a market. First doesn't go around. The Yoshi in Ain Lulav Beir, yeah, keep a bar up. There's nobody who has a Lulav. Then everybody would take their rub and go around with their rub. If there is a lulav, so the only people with a lulav go, people on lulav don't go. People have said over this Mishnah Berurah, you're supposed to go around with, if you don't have a lulav, you go around with the rub. You look at what Mishnah Berurah says, and he says, in case there's nobody who's with a lulav going around, then you go around with the rub. Much less common scenario for us.
Right, yeah, that'd be pretty strange.
Well, the rubber on lulav. Now he says on the seventh day, the Rambam says you take both together. I'm going to say Torah is a madal, but it says by God the Yosef Toiv Shol the Chaver Rabbi Melulav Klal. It's not proper to put them together. Because of Hashem Arizal Shol the Chaver Klal Melulav Abikabala, the two different things. So you never have the two at the same time. So what do you do? Rak Achad Kadosh Yiskabul. So according to the Rizal, you hold the dollar minimum the whole time of Hashanah on the seventh day. You say Kadosh Yiskabul. Then you pick it up. You clap the Hashanahs 5 times. Shlokasa. Shemagia the Sanamunim Osminiach Lulav Yikach Rabbi. He says you don't wait till after Kaddish. So take hold of the Dalai Minim. Ready? Take hold of the Dalai Minim. It should be of the Arava by the paragraph. It starts at Sanamunim. But Anachanami, he agrees, Pasha, that you only clap it after Kaddish. So according to him, you put down the dollar minimum before Tana Amunim, and then you pick it up. Person is in a set state of Oval, doesn't end a market. You see, Mishmata, the Mishamakech, the Mishamim, who Mishasakov. The moment of Simcha in front of Kaddish Baruch Hu was when Christ would go around his back with the Arava. That was the indication of a simple Kli, so an Oval shouldn't be doing that. Gimel. Yes, your shomer shana armer hashana b'shabbes. V'loy noagum kein. Some say you don't say hashanas and Shabbos. We don't do that. We do say it. Your shana hashana b'shabbes. Time nei tinoik sheishmu hashomer b'shabbes gam b'chol. Echol gam litolulu. So they're going to hear us studying hashanas. Hashana. I said, where's the lulu? You're going to get the lulu. They'll realize it's different. The fact they're not going around, that'll be indicative to the people that it's different.
Let's say washing most insulation.
Yeah. Tafres HaMachalov. Gael Desheni Armer Kiddush. Uzman Achrab Yad. Bachalka Pirch Hatzuka. Mezudas HaRosh. Chem Mordim. So we said before that on the first night we say the bracha of Leishim Masukah before Shechiyon. Even the Ikur of the Shechiyon was this good to say on the Yom. So the proper place would be say the bracha of Yayin, say the bracha of the Birchus Hayayin, and then say Shechiyon. And then you say Leishim because you have to say the Sukkah. So no, the first night you say Shechiyon on the midst of Sukkah. So therefore, you say you say like any mitzvah. We say the bracha of the mitzvah first, and then you say shechiyon. You say the shmok kol shayfer, and then you say shechiyon. The shalmikra megillah, and then shechiyon. Over here, leishim asuka, and then shechiyon. But the second night, so second night, you already said shechiyon on the sukkah. So why say shechiyon on the yom? Second yom. Maybe once upon a time they weren't sure. So they, and in their confusion, if really they were a day off, so really they said the Kiddush and the Mitzvah Yom Tov on Yud Aleph. Same thing again, Tezvav. So the same way that's true in every Yom Tov, you say Shechiyon over a second time. The Shechiyon you said before Yom Tov doesn't count for Yom Tov. So what about the Shechiyon on the Mitzvah of Sukkah? It was Erev Sukkot. Really, yesterday it was last night. It was really the 14th, not the 15th. So the Reper Goffin was correct. The Birchas Hayayin was incorrect, and the Leishe was incorrect. The Shechiyonah was incorrect. Right. Everything's incorrect. So the next night, I said, do it again. Once doing it again, the part of the order should be Leishe and then Shechiyonah. So no. Second night, the order is Shechiyonah and then Leishe, because there's Yerushalmi says that even though you can't. You count the mitzvah yeshiva sukkah beforehand. The mitzvah binyan sukkah, which is part of the process, you can be mekayim beforehand. And the shachiyonu goes on the binyan sukkah, which counts for the yeshiva sukkah also. Okay, so the first night. You say the Shechiyonu after Leishe. The second night you say before Leishe. Sukkah. There's Malui Koy Elal Kiddush Vala Sukkah. So he's going to say that point. The Shechiyonu is referring to the Yom Tov, because maybe tonight is really the Yom Tov. But the Sukkah not. The Av in your Mishan Chol. Even if you tell me that we were wrong, we got it all wrong, and really that last night was really not Yom Tov yet. So. Yotzeb is man the sukkah. The shechiyonah that you said on the sukkah already would be yotzeb. The garb ilu berach is man b'shas asiyas the sukkah. The yotzeb. We have a din of a person said shechiyonah while he's building the sukkah is also yotzeb. So search all the hafsik b'sukkah ben kiddush is man. So there's no need to talk about the sukkah between the kiddush and the shechiyonah going back on the kiddush. You don't need it for the sukkah.
You don't see that part?
You don't need it for the sukkah because you're already yotze with the sukkah, the shechiyonu, and the sukkah.
This is something else. This is saying the
external
after the
Fine. Okay. Mishal ochel b'layla mishal the sukkah. Gal mocher b'shachar liochel the sukkah. Person has not eaten the sukkah yet. It's pouring rain the whole first day. He goes out the second night. He worked with El Sheni. Sheni a sukkah. Rachak hazman. Does his man yeh koy al shneim. So that scenario, the shechiyah that you say is going to the sukkah. You didn't say shechiyah on the sukkah yet because you weren't in the sukkah yet. Or you went in the sukkah with, and said shechiyah. Okay. The Rambam says that's the opinion of the Rosh, but you switch the order the second night, became Ran Lidin. They disagree. The second night also, it's Sukkah before Zman. According to them, have in time, Birchas Sukkah. There's the argument before was it's a hafzik. You don't need it for the shechiyah, no, because you already heard to the shechiyah. So it's not as a hafzik between the yom tiv, the yom, the kesh of hazmanim, and the shechiyah. Because that's going back, I'm not on the sukkah. So why put it in the middle? It's not a problem. There's a lot in between over there. That Zman is not going back on the Abdullah part, it's going back on the Kiddush part. Not saying Shechiyonu Zman is that, that we're saying Abdullah, we're saying Shechiyonu that we're on the Kiddush. So why isn't the Abdullah a hefzik between the Kiddush and the Zman? So it works. So goes back on the Kiddush, even with the sukkah in between. So this opinion of the Radvaz and the Rashal and Abi Ezri, some people pass them like that. If a person wants to follow that opinion, there are definitely mainstream places which pass them like that. The second night, you can say the order is the same as the first night. Now, fine. So he says, if you want to do that shita the second night, not switching the order and saying the regular order of the first night and saying sukkah before zman, you could do that. However, people are sharing a communal sukkah. Because they shouldn't have to do different minhagim because they have a problem with what's called what she's going to do. Morning Yavamas says, Darshan out of a pasuk, what she's going to do, which is the topic of what she's going to do, is not this issue. The pasuk is referring to the issue of Gedidah, which is one person's mutilating himself, cutting himself in the expression of anguish over the patira. That's an issue of the right. So, what she's going to do, do not cut yourself. Because our Darshan, the pasuk, Loisasu, Agunus, Agunus. Don't be different groups. So, that's the Makar. We have the issue of. A chalom boy, yes or no? So it's the guy over here in the sukkah. Yes or no? What's the order of your kiddush and zman, and then and leishem sukkah? That's what he wanted to say. Zman leishem sukkah. So you should not have the, they should come to emek hashava and do this. Every should do the same thing. Chasidim are shemayim oisim zecher simply based on shuweva. They do something as a reminder of the shuweva, which took place in the base of Mikdash. We are snurim b'leilos shalomoyd sukkos. They stay up late. Harvest b'zmiros shvachim. They praise the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Harvest there is b'sukkos b'leilos elul. These night they put a lot of candles in the sukkos. Gam b'harvest b'tir Joshua noy gam b'harvest b'neiros b'tilas harvest the shalomoyd b'chagas hazeh. They put a lot of neiros by the omen. Seven shares of butter, I'm shops here. So he seems to feel that the proper person should do that. Which of course that's a Kiddush Shimon, because he was a Litvak. He was very, very Fafrum to Litvak. Okay. So I'm missing. Tell me something. Head of Tefillah is Yom Sheni Shosukis. Yom Sheni Mavarach Al Tefillah Lulav. V'chem Bechol Shayam. So you say the bracha of Al Tefillah Lulav. Each one of the dates. Aleph. V'chem Bechol Shayam. Aleph Gav the Kol Yom Mekutz Min Arbiyam Rishon Hurak Min Rabbanan Zolim Rabbanan. Zechel Mitzvah Shohayam Mitzvah Lismayach Shom Mitzvah. He cost you was yamim zechel mitzvah that they did it took over 7 days. Filachi shaych leborach alah b'lamis tivonu mitzivah sasa min kolam shayin the yidul kah. You can make a bracha shaych shalom. Versus the hakim make a bracha shaych shalom. Where the bracha command us? He didn't command us to take a little bit in outside Yerushalayim on the fourth day. He did. He said, listen to the rabbi. So that's the shaych shalom of tivonu. That's where worship commanded us. Command you to listen to the rabbi. Okay. Then you had another So now we have the same problem. Why don't we say the same way we say Kiddush? We say Shachiyana two nights. So we say Shachiyana on the Lulav when it's Biyam Tosheni the second day. Right, the one Bishabur Beitz. The one Shachiyotzav and Mashamar is Biyam Rishon's man. Avin Mukhal. Even if it's a weekday, how is that? The Garmin Mashamar is man. Bishas and Sias Lulav. The Yotzav. We say if you make Shachiyana when you're binding together Lulav, you're also Yotzav. The Shechiyana that you're saying on the Kiddush is not because of the mitzvah of Sukkah, it's because of the day. Why do we do that? Why don't we say Yishon Se Shechiyana on the Shevet the first day? And maybe we should compare saying a bracha the Shechiyana on the Shevet before Rosh Hashanah to equivalent to saying the Shechiyana on the Lulav before Sukkot. That you would say. So no. Can you also come in Ikir Kedusha who be Hemsheni? Because the Shama Simchat Bereish. Sometimes El had 30 days, and the second of Rosh Hashanah was really the real Rosh Hashanah. Over here, all of our, you know, it was only one. It was. We had a shalom. What was the day?
Right.
We know which day it is. So why are we saying Shechiyana? We'll rely on the fact that there's a Shechiyana. When we hear, the part of the minig was to be noyeged, which one was really the correct day of. Even knowing the days, we don't know which day it is. We know the calculation. We don't know if it's the day it's the 30 or day 31.
You're saying, but by the middle of the month, we would have known. You're saying, is that what you're saying? By the middle of the month, by Sukkot, we would definitely know what day is what is the proper day. I think I missed the distinction. You're saying by Rosh Hashanah.
Same as Rosh Hashanah. Part of the tikkun was. Part of the approach to the issue was that they said we have to deal with both days as a Vada being Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Because there were scenarios where even Zman and Mikdash, in the Mikdash, they would decide that Yom Shani really is the real day. They didn't come until the second day.
They would come after
so was, each day had its own intrinsic right to be Rosh Hashanah.
Right.
Mashengen, all of the other Yom Tovim, the reality is there's only one day.
Right.
And they knew which one it was. We didn't know. But over here, even they in the Mikdash would keep 2 days with Teres Vada. So you say Shechiyon on both days. In the Sharp.
See,
that's what he means. Sometimes the main Kiddush should be the second day. Fine. I think it's, I'm not sure. I think it means. Obviously, if the first day you didn't take a lulav because of Shabbos, you didn't say Shechiyon on the second day. Shubham Rishon Rishon Adlai. Kim Shalom Barav Rishon. Who didn't buy not a lulav on Yom Shvi? They couldn't get a dalam in until the seventh day. So before Zman Mishvi.
How come?
I had this when I was a buffer. One year I was in the hospital on Sukkot. I didn't come out because it's like air of the second day. So I went to sit in the sukkah. I should have said Shechiyon on the sukkah. I didn't say Shechiyon. My first time sitting in the sukkah for Yom Kippur. It's day 7. To say in the battle of Gimel, since it's the word of Makar Baham, Versha Shanikra is small, not to Malachim, he called Abba Hatsir, some air to the sun. If you have Yom to Shanik Shalcho, Shalchus Lords, so you learn the same, with Kriyas, Esmo, in Mehislu, Mamata, Mina Biyam Hashani. Shagomer Berach Yasub Yikrim, and the Bechmisha also been brought to the Alchva. So now, which is in question. On the second day of Sukkot, he read Biyam Hashani. Now, we're keeping the second day Sukkot as if it's Yom Rishon. The Maaseh is Yom Sheni. So I understand on Yom Rishon, if you read Yom Sheni, you're not Yotze. But on Yom Sheni, you're Yom Sheni, you should be Yotze. No. You have to go back and reread it with a brach. Because our Masakin, you're going to keep. It is if it's Rishon, that's part of your Chiyuv, so you'd have to go back. Okay.